Leave it to Mike. Mike McNally.
Yes, Mr. Barkley.
Mike, why in the devil is...
Now, Mr. Barkley, I can explain everything.
Mutual presents Leave It to Mike with Walter Kinsella as Mike McNally. Mike's the general manager of Berkeley Sporting Goods Store, that friendly institution that's been serving its customers faithfully for more than 30 years. Everyone knows and likes Berkeley Sporting Goods Store. Well, Mike, what's new?
Oh, I see in the paper that Betty Grable went to a separation center, Mr. Chase, and all the soldiers ran right by him.
Drilling?
No, drooling.
Well, McNally, how are the post-war shortages affecting you?
Oh, I don't mind them. They tell me it's hard to get eggs. The chickens are too patriotic.
Too patriotic?
Mm-hmm. They won't give you an egg unless you bring back the empty shell.
Well, what else happened in the store this week, Mike?
Well, it was Mrs. Berkeley's birthday, and we had a party with a beautiful birthday cake.
Yes?
We would have written happy birthday on the cake, but we couldn't get it in the typewriter.
And that's Mike McNally.
That's me, yes, it is, very true.
As we meet Mike McNally, he's with his lovely girlfriend, Denny Wigg, in Berkeley's Sporting Goods Store. Mike is about to ask Denny a very important question. A question a man asks of the girl he adores. A question every man asks just once in his lifetime. The answer to which determines their future together. We give you Mike McNally asking that all-important question.
Denny, darling.
Yes, Mike.
I want to ask you something. After all, we've known each other a long time, and we love each other, and... the moment has come for me to ask that question.
Go ahead, Mike. Don't be bashful. Every man has to summon up the courage to ask that question.
Well, Ginny.
Yes?
Ginny.
Yes?
Well, now, you know where the city hall is.
Of course.
And you know where the marriage license bureau is?
Certainly.
Well.
Yes?
Whatever happened to the bowling alley that was next door?
Mike, you're impossible. Why don't you talk about romantic things? Why don't you say something poetic, something inspiring?
Oh, Ginny, as I stand here looking at you, tears come to my eyes.
Why?
My shoes are killing me.
You see what I mean, Mike? You're not serious about us. You don't really want to marry me.
Ginny, if I don't marry you, I hope I end up in China. Yes, son, if I don't marry you, I hope I end up in China.
I'm glad you're serious.
I'm glad I'm serious.
I want to get married soon.
I want to get married soon.
I want to live in a $20,000 house.
When's the next boat to China?
There you go again, Mike. Why can't we just get married like Mr. and Mrs. Berkeley? Like the boss and his wife. Mr. Berkeley's always kissing and kissing and kissing.
You bet he is. This week he's kissing Elsa Miranda.
Elsa Miranda?
Mm-hmm. The girl he just hired in the music department. The one that sings the sheet music we're trying to sell.
You mean that while Elsa Miranda's working here in the store, Mr. Berkeley is making love to her all day? You mean that goes on all day?
She works nights, too.
The store's closed at night.
I know. She also works as a singer at that nightclub, the Diaper Club.
The Diaper Club?
Mm-hmm. The bottom part of the store club. Ah, yes. She's the pin-up girl of the Diaper Club.
I think that's awful.
The joke?
How could he do a thing like that? Did you ever see a home broken up by infidelity? Did you ever see a marriage go on the rocks? Did you ever see the scenes in a divorce court?
Did you ever see Elsa Miranda?
All right, Mike, I know she's beautiful, but after all...
Mr. Berkeley's at the Diaper Club right now, watching Elsa in the show, and I have to go over there as soon as I help close up the store.
You, Mike?
I have to go there and save Mr. Berkeley from a horrible fate.
What is it? What do you mean, horrible fate?
Well, he's with someone. He's with the famous African explorer, Mr. Safari. First name's Harry. Harry Safari. Oh.
That blabbermouth. How can Mr. Berkeley stand him? He never stops talking. He's always talking about his trip to Madagascar.
Well, Mr. Safari's an important customer of the stores, didn't he? But Mr. Berkeley can't stand the way he talks about his African trips all the time. So he told me to come and get him and take him away so that he can avoid spending the whole night with Mr. Safari.
So you're going to the club to see Elsa Miranda. Tell me, Mike, What song does she sing in the club?
Oh, she sings a famous number entitled La Signora El Rio, Mino Chanero, and Campo Es Naledo, Regina La Regales, Cavi Tequila, Mucha Grande, Leche Cancani, Papa Frita.
What song is that?
Chickory Chick.
Then, Mr. Berkeley, suddenly, from nowhere, a huge lion came roaring toward me. I turned and started to retreat, but behind me was a boa constrictor. To my left...
But well, what happened, Mr. Safari?
To my left, a snarling orangutan crept toward me, anxious to devour me.
But what happened, Mr. Safari?
On my right, a fanatical band of headhunters, frothing at the mouth, walked step by step closer and closer, holding knives in their hands.
But what happened, Mr. Safari?
Wait till I finish, Berkeley, please. In the tree above me, the devilish man-eating guna-guna flower was opening its treacherous petals. Below me, my feet were caught in a steel-jawed trap I had set previously to catch an elephant.
What happened, Mr. Safari? What happened?
What happened, I'll tell you right now. In that hopeless situation, I suddenly got an idea.
What was it? What was it?
I decided to crush... Oh, there's Elsa Miranda. Isn't she a charmer?
She certainly is, Mr. Safari. But tell me, how did you get out of that awful situation? What was the idea you got?
Well, I just... happen to have.
Yes, yes.
I happen to have.
Yes.
Ah, Elsa's going to sing for us all here in the club. Isn't that charming?
What happened to you in the jungle?
As I looked around me at the ferocious beast. I'll bet she sings This Is Where I Came In. She always opens her act with that. Charming number.
Stop. Why must you hand me that line? Oh, stop. I know I'm simply divine, but stop. I know you long to be mine, but stop. Remove the sentimental music. Don't let the sweet digging begin. Turn off the moon on high, the starlit sky. This is where I came in. No more sophisticated drama. Don't wanna take it on the chin. I just as soon forego my Romeo. This is where I came in. Sweet nothings always bore me when nothing's what they mean. You say that you adore me, but that's just a line from a play that you've seen. I'm tired of everything romantic. Forget the gypsy violin. Kiss someone else, that's by. Kiss me goodbye. This is where I came in. Nothing's always bore me when nothing's what they mean. You say that you adore me, but that's just a line from a play that you've seen. I'm tired of everything romantic. Forget the gypsy violin. If someone else that sigh, kiss me goodbye. This is where I came in. This is where I came in.
There comes the general manager of my store. You know Mike McNally, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mike. That reminds me, microbes. There in the jungle, I was surrounded by vicious microbes.
Hello, Mr. Berkeley and Mr. Safari.
Well, how are you, Mike?
Oh, fine, fine, just fine, Mr. Berkeley. Oh, by the way, there was something I had to tell you, but I can't seem to remember what it was.
Well, you'll think of it, Mike.
And you, Mr. Safari? What's new? What do you hear?
I hear tom-tom.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a band of headhunters coming to get me in the jungle.
Mike, for goodness sake, get me out of here.
Okay, Mr. Berkeley. Gee, I wish I could remember what I was supposed to tell you. Well, shall we drive Mr. Berkeley home in my rattletrap?
Rattletrap? There were rattlesnakes all around me. I tried to wriggle out before the natives speared me. I offered them money. I offered them a mint.
Ah, yes. Wriggly spearmint. Well, Well, here we are at your house, Mr. Berkeley.
Now, McNally, be quiet. Don't make a sound. If my wife, Emma, hears me coming in this late, she'll murder me. She'll tear me limb from limb.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm sure I had something to tell you, but I can't remember.
Don't tell me now. Look, Mr. Safari's getting out of the car. He'll be out here in a second. I have to get into the house and get rid of that big, fat boar.
Speaking of boars, this jungle incident was at the time of the Boer War. There I was.
There you should be.
Mr. Safari, please don't make any noise. If we wake up my wife, I'll be in awful trouble. Now, where's my key? I'll open this door very slowly and tiptoe upstairs and get into bed. She's fast asleep, I'm sure. Oh, where's the key?
Oh, hurry up, Mr. Berkeley. It's cold out here
in
the porch.
Yes, so it is. I'll open the door and... Oh, good gracious, where's my key? It was in my coat pocket. Oh, no, it's not there. Confound it, I can't ring the bell. That'd wake her up. If it wasn't so dark, it's black as pitch out there.
Oh, black as pitch. That reminds me, the black hole of Calcutta. Black as pitch there, too.
Oh, where the dickens is that key? It's not in my wallet. It's not in my pants pocket. I don't dare ring the bell. The slightest sound will wake Emma up. Oh, that key.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Berkeley. If I could only remember what I was supposed to tell you.
Oh, never mind that now, McNally. I guess I haven't got the key. You go down to the store and find that key to this door. I don't want to ring this bell.
Oh, I'll find it in a minute. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Well, for heaven's sake, hurry up. I'm freezing to death. And besides, I have to listen to this raving idiot talk about Africa. What a moron he is.
Moron? That reminds me. It was more on the south side of the jungle. 12 cannibals were blowing arrows through little cylinders to pierce me.
Ah, yes. 12 cylinder pierce arrows. Ha
Well, McNally, here you are at Mr. Berkeley's office, and you'd better find that key for him. He's freezing on the porch waiting for you with Mr. Safari. Oh, my goodness, what will happen if Mrs. Berkeley hears her husband downstairs? She'll mobilize him. Just look at Mr. Berkeley's office, McNally. It's not much better than the room where you work. He has only one sink in his office. There are 12 sinks in yours. Besides, who comes into Mr. Berkeley's office? Just the secretary? And who comes into your office, McNally? The plumber. Oh, me, oh, my, there's Jennifer. Oh, there, Jennifer. Why are you walking up and down with that mop? Are you cleaning up?
I'm picketing the Fuller Brush Company.
Where you been lately, Jennifer?
Well, I've been going around with high society. I joined the Meadow Hills Polo, Badminton, Cricket, Rugby, and Hunting Club.
What does everybody do there?
Oh, most of them don't go in for sports like I do. They just sit around drinking Southern Comfort.
What do you do?
I drink Free Feather.
Is it fun at the country club?
Well, it would be, except for my boyfriend.
Oh, Jennifer, can't you think of anything else but men?
Sure, but why should I torture myself?
How are you getting along with your boyfriend?
Oh, he gave me a bottle of perfume last week.
Christmas night?
No.
Evening in Paris?
Uh-uh.
Twilight on the Riviera?
No.
What was the perfume called?
Afternoon with B.O. Plenty.
Didn't he give you perfume last week? Didn't he give you a bottle of Fatal Apple?
That wasn't Fatal Apple. That was Desperate Cucumber.
Did you have a date with him last night?
Oh, yes. We sat on the front porch together.
Did he kiss you?
Uh-huh. We played post office.
Isn't that sweet?
First, I sent a letter to him.
You mean you kissed him?
Uh-huh. Oh. Then he sent a letter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I sent a letter to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent a letter to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent a letter to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent a letter to me.
Stop.
Don't stop me, McNally. The mails must go through.
Jennifer, is that the only game you know?
Oh, no. When we got through at post office, we played another game. It was entirely different.
Entirely different? What kind of a game?
A kissing game. Now, you see, in this game, I kissed him for Czechoslovakia. Then he kisses me for Brazil, then I kiss him for England, then he kisses me for France, and 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 then... McNally! Do you know how... McNally! Do you know how that game went on?
No, how long?
They're going to put the United Nations headquarters on my front porch.
Well, Jennifer, I'd like to stay here and talk to you, but I have to find something. Mr. Berkeley thinks he left the key to his house somewhere in the store. He's waiting for me right now. Have you got any idea where the key is?
Oh, I think I do. Come on down the basement with me. I think I know just where Mr. Berkeley's key is. I'll help you find it. Come with me, McNally.
And then, Mr. Berkeley, directly over me was a tremendous jaguar, reaching his hairy paws toward my throat.
But what happened, Mr. Safari?
I decided there was only one thing to do. Fortunately, I happened to have with me...
Yes.
I happened to have with me...
Yes.
I wonder whatever happened to McNally.
Yes, confound it. I've been standing here on this porch for 3 hours. It's so cold here. And if I don't get that key and sneak upstairs before Emma wakes up and discovers that I've been out, I'll...
Ah, your troubles are over, Mr. Berkeley. There comes McNally now in his car.
Oh, thank heavens. You wait here on the porch, Mr. Safari. I'll go meet McNally.
All right, I'll wait here. But hurry up. It's so cold here.
Oh, at last, McNally's here. I'll go to his car and make him get out fast.
Biscuit, old girl. Only a half block more. You can make it if you try.
Stop. Stop that car, Mike. Don't go any further. Stop your car.
Okay, Mr. Berkeley, I'll pull the brake. Biscuit, old girl. You can't do a beautiful stop. They never turn you to pasture.
Well, McNally, can you get out of that jalopy yourself, or shall I get a can opener?
Don't you insult my car, Mr. Berkeley. The last man who insulted my car got into a lot of trouble.
He did?
Yes, he robbed a bank.
Well, McNally, have you got my key?
Oh, gee, I wish I could remember what it was they were supposed to tell you.
Oh, forget about that. Have you got my key? Remember, Mike, I don't want to wake up my wife, Emma. She'll know I was out with Elsa Miranda. I want to sneak in the house. You were supposed to get the key. It's taken you 3 hours.
Why didn't you ring the bell?
Because I told you I don't want to wake up my wife. I told you 1,000 times I don't want to wake up my wife. She'll murder me. I want to do this quietly. I want it quiet. Quiet! Quiet!
Shh, shh, Mr. Berkeley. You'll wake up your wife.
Mike, have you got my key?
Well, Mr. Berkeley...
Have you got my key?
Mr. Berkeley...
Yes.
Pull off her fender and sit down.
Have you got my key?
I went to the store just like you told me.
What happened?
Jennifer showed me quite a lot of keys in the basement.
What did you bring, Mike?
I wasn't sure which one opened the door to your house, so I brought several keys.
How many keys did you bring?
One of them sure to be the right one.
How many did you bring?
I tossed them into the trunk in the back seat.
How many did you bring?
We'll just try each key until we find the right one.
How many did you bring?
How many? Altogether?
Altogether.
You want the exact number?
The exact number. How many keys do we have to try?
4,187.
I have to try 4,000 keys to get into my house?
That's all.
Isn't that just peachy?
It won't take long.
Why?
I'll help you.
All right, let's get started. There's nothing else I can do. Give me the keys. Where are they?
They're in the trunk.
The trunk is locked?
Yes, I locked it. I didn't want to lose any keys.
Then open the trunk, McNally.
That might be a problem, too.
It will?
It will.
Why? Why can't you open the trunk?
I haven't got the keys.
Where is it?
I didn't want to lose it.
Where is that key? Where is the key to the trunk?
It's locked inside the trunk.
Ye gods.
Oh, ye gods, what have I done to deserve this? What have I done?
Well, you were a bad boy with Elsa Miranda. You were a bad boy, weren't you? Well, weren't you? Answer yes or no. Why didn't you answer yes or no?
Either way, I'm up a creek.
Without a paddle.
McNally, when you put me up the creek, I'm up there scooting around with an outboard motor. All right, come on. Take your trunk full of keys and let's see if we can open that door. I've got to get inside and I've got to get rid of Mr. Safari.
Was someone calling me?
No, Mr. Safari. Nobody was calling you. We're trying to get some keys out of a trunk.
Ah, trunk. That reminds me. An elephant's trunk was dangling ominously in front of my very eyes, ready to crush me to bits.
Wish it had.
The situation looked hopeless.
For us, too.
Then I remembered I had with me...
The key to the elephant's trunk?
Yes, yes. What did you have with you? For heaven's sake, you've been trying to finish that story all night. What did you have with you?
All the animals in the jungle were closing in. When I remembered I had brought along...
Yes, yes, yes.
I had brought along...
Yes.
My portable phonograph. I just adore Johnny Mercer. See the old smoke rising round the bend. Bye. I reckon that you know she's gonna be the friend.
Bye. Bye. This is the 78th key we've tried, McNally. We still haven't opened that door.
Yes, Mr. Berkeley, I know, and it's 5 in the morning, and it's cold here.
This is the 318th key we've tried, McNally. We still haven't opened my door.
Patient, Mr. Berkeley, just leave it to Mike.
This is the 914th key, Mike.
I don't know how much longer I can keep this up.
Don't worry, Mr. Berkeley. It's only 7 in the morning.
Mike, this is the 2,436th key we've tried. It's 9 a.m. This key doesn't work either, McNally. It doesn't fit. I've got half a mind to surrender, to give up, to ring the bell, wake up my wife, Emma, and take the consequences.
I got it.
What have you got?
I just remembered what I forgot to tell you. I've been trying to think of it since yesterday morning. I just remembered it.
Shh, you'll wake up my wife. Don't shout. I've been telling you all night that this whole problem involves not waking up my wife. I listened to Mr. Safari for hours.
Telling his lousy stories.
I got pneumonia waiting here on the porch. I've lost a night's sleep trying out these keys. I'm a sick man. I'm a tired man. I'm a defeated man. And all because I didn't want to wake up my wife. Mike, shh, very quietly. Tell me what you remembered. What were you supposed to tell me?
Okay, very quietly.
Very quietly. Go ahead.
Your wife hasn't been home for 2 days. She went to Florida. Quiet, and wake her up in Florida.
Do you mean to stand there and tell
me? Mr. Berkeley, Mrs. Berkeley called the store and gave me the message for you. That's what I couldn't remember.
McNally, you alarm me. You're fired.
Three alarm fire.
I'm going to break your neck or my name isn't Philip Berkeley.
Oh, look. There comes Elsa Miranda. She's running over here.
Philip. Philzy-wilzy.
McNally, I'm going to take you and I...
Hello, Elsa, darling. How's my little sweetie pie today?
I ran over here before going to work in the store. You know what happened? I found your key in my mink coat.
Well, thank you, Elsa, my love. That was very thoughtful of you.
Well, I've been fired, so I'll just hop into my car. I'll get into old Seabiscuit and go rolling along.
You're lucky I found the key, Philip. I was emptying out the pockets in my mink coat. The mink coat you gave me, Philip.
Elsa, don't say that.
Well, that's life. One person gets a mink coat, another one gets the sack. Goodbye, Mr. Berkeley.
McNally.
Yes, sir?
You never heard about that mink coat.
Oh, but I did. She just said so. Jesus said it.
You haven't heard a word about that mink coat.
But, Mr. Berkeley, I may make mistakes, but I'm not deaf. She said you bought her...
McNally.
Hmm?
If you never heard about that mink coat, you might get your job back. Understand?
If I never heard about what?
The mink coat. The coat I bought for Elsa.
What are you talking about? What mink coat?
Oh, Mike, you clever rascal.
Oh, Mr. Berkeley, you old goat, you.
Now, listen. Suppose the three of us drive out to the country and enjoy a nice farm breakfast together.
Oh, I'd love to. Come on.
Why, sure. Everybody get into my car. Into old Seabiscuit. That's it. All aboard. Next up, ham and eggs.
With French fried potatoes.
And hot muffins.
We're off. Let's go, Seabiscuit.
In my broken down automobile, I'm a very gay schlemiel.
Where'd you get this old tin can?
Straight from the smiling Irishman. You can get a lot more speed from a pogo stick indeed.
Slow down, a turtle is passing us in our broken down automobile.
I will pay for this car I drive by 1955. Do you think it'll last that long? Please, Mr. B, this is only a song.
What if we should have a wreck?
Well, if Berkeley's knocked out, we'll neck. But I can't get as far as I'd like with you
in this broken down automobile.
Has presented Leave It to Mike with Walter Kinsella as Mike McNally. Leave It to Mike is written by Howard Merrill and Alan Sherman. The program is directed by Roger Bauer. Music and lyrics for This Is Where I Came In are by Alan Sherman. Now, here are Mike and Dinny again.
Oh, say, Dinny, you look worried.
Mike, we have a problem.
Dinny, I never saw the girl before, never.
This problem is not her, Mike.
Sounds awfully dull.
It's serious, Mike, for all of you.
Oh, that kind of a problem. I'll solve that for you right now.
But, Mike...
Take a letter.
Mike, please listen.
Dear listeners, my girlfriend here doesn't think I have a serious thought in my head. It's not that she's a dumb girl. It's just
Mike,
that...
what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about our problem.
You mean keeping prices down?
Yes, Dinny. And folks, you know, and Dinny knows, and even I know, that higher prices can hurt all of us. Yes, and right now is the time to lick those higher prices and those black markets.
Mike, I'm proud of you.
If we'll all relax and wait a while, those civilian goods we need so badly will be coming our way and at prices that will be reasonable.
And if we don't all cooperate?
If we don't cooperate with price ceilings, there'll be more black marketing and greater shortages and eventually ruinous inflation. You spend sensibly, cooperate with price ceilings, and one of these days, you'll be able to buy the things you need at prices you can afford. What's more... you'll be helping lick inflation.
Thank you, Mike. Say, what are you doing with that newspaper?
Oh, I'm reading about the housing shortage. Oh, it's terrible. 11 million people are living in tents.
Where?
In Arabia. Good night, Mr. Chase. Good night.
Good night, Mike. We'll be seeing you again next week at the same time when Mr. Berkeley says...
Leave it to Mike. Mike McNally.
On this program to actual persons, places, or events is purely coincidental. Leave It to Mike came to you from the Mutual Longacre Theater in New York. Mutual Broadcasting System.